first ever Jeopardy style. Might be something to remember for the end year end or holiday weekends.
When I'll remember to ask permission next time.
when people
sure
we
didn't break any FCC rules here.
Maybe more relaxed or recovering from food comas. Add a little more entertainment into the mix. Jim in Tucson was our winner. He picked McMahon's.
Great restaurant. What are we going to do for Joe and Donna? They came in a close second tie.
You know, we get a lot of people asking for the pecans. So let's send them some homemade pecans.
Baby K's Cajun seasoned pecans.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you cooked, what, about 40 pounds of that? Is there enough to couple tins together for Joe and Sedona and Donna? Okay.
And we were talking about a pizza place in Glendale earlier. It's La Pizzeria. And I think it's just Frono. Forno. Alfrono, La Pizza Alfrono, great place. Had the Italian Stallion, and
that was one of the best pizzas I've ever
eaten
in my life.
If you're a meat lover, you cannot go wrong. Some other places to find a local place to eat: fillyourplate.org. It's a website run by the Arizona Farm Bureau. You can't get any more local than that. Not only are a lot of the places to eat local, but the food is locally raised and farm grown. Local First Arizona has a listing for restaurants, all locally owned. Devour Phoenix is another product of Local First Arizona that has additional things, like if you're a member, it's a much smaller list, but they offer certain things, like if you only certain discounts and things for that website, Devour Phoenix.
But a consumer has to join it as a member type thing?
Something like that, yeah. Devour Phoenix, Local First Arizona, and fillyourplate.org.
Okay. Well, we would encourage you. You know, we've talked for a lot of years about how we could reignite the Arizona economy, and a lot of it has to do with what we call our Arizona staycation, which goes hand in hand with eating at your local restaurants. I will say I encourage people to stay away from franchise organizations for a long time. Until the owner of the Culver's in Casa Grande called me and said, "Hey, I saved my whole life to put this Culver's up. Yeah, it's not truly local, but you know, everybody that's in there cooking, collecting the money, cleaning is a local resident of the community, and I don't think you should be directing people away from these establishments because a lot of the money does stay local."
And isn't that from Wisconsin, the original?
I don't know where Culver's is from.
I think when we were looking it up, and judging by the second addresses we get from a lot of our snowbirds, there should be enough people from Wisconsin to live in Arizona to keep that open.
But I am a big, big fan in focusing local. I think one of the best improvements we've had in restaurant selection, restaurant fare in the last 5 years, is the fact that the chefs and the owners are recognizing this need to stay local and actually pulling in the local produce, the local main meals from local suppliers. I think it makes a huge, big difference.
Local farmers as well as some of our smaller urban farms sell to the restaurants.
Yeah, like we had this year, we had the Eggman on from New River.
Yes, and I think he does mostly meat now.
Does he?
It's mostly chicken meat. He realized the cost of eggs are extremely,
well, that's one of the,
you know,
one of the things we taught everybody in urban farming is that, is that you're not going to save money raising your own chickens.
No, you leave that to Hickman's.
Yeah. Hickman's.
Million chickens?
Six and a half, seven, counting the one in California. That's one chicken for every man, woman, and child in the whole state of Arizona. And happy chicken.
If you want a local fertilizer, they sell it, their fertilizer That's product, right. too. They get it from almonds of the chicken. I'll turn my mic on.
There's no wasted part. No wasted parts, that's for sure. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this first ever broadcast of Rosie.
Where are we going to
house?
Eat? I'm hungry.
Jeopardy. Yeah, where are we going to go eat? There's no shortage of great selections right here in this neighborhood, that's for sure. We hope you've enjoyed this first ever Jeopardy version of Rosie on the House. It was our intent to try and use this opportunity to drive home particular points that we'd like you all to remember from 2013. In 2014, we will commit again to bring you the most local, pertinent, applicable information regarding your house, home, castle, or cabin. If in any way you've been blessed, encouraged, or uplifted in this particular broadcast, we, all the Romeros, and the team at Roseanne House would like to ask you a favor. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted or encouraged. And do it this week.
Happy trails to you until